When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by Emmett Elling and his dad, Austin. Wanted to bring him in today because Emmett is doing something that not everybody his age does these days, and that is doing beekeeping, keeping beehives and getting honey and doing all kinds of things. And I wanted to bring him in today, and you were telling before we started the interview how you got involved with doing something like this. So tell folks the start.
So, in the second grade, a local beekeeper by the name of Bruce Harris came to St. Paul's Lutheran School in Latimer and gave a presentation at my school. And so, just from then, I've been nagging at my parents, and then finally in sixth grade, on Christmas, they actually got me a hive. And so, just from then, we've been building, and we've now gotten to the point of 17 hives, and this year, we've collected 650 pounds of honey.
Describe for people a hive. Basically, what is it and how does it work?
So a hive is a box with queen and workers and drones. So that queen is responsible for that whole hive and controls what all happens in the hive and how the process goes. So the workers, also the females, go and by pheromones, go out and have different jobs during their lifetime, particularly throughout most of their life, go and collect pollen from flowers and go and produce honey with it.
When we talk about a hive, because I was asking when I talked to your dad the other day, hive has how many bees? Does it vary? I mean, there are a certain amount of bees?
Yep. So typically in the wintertime, it's about 20 to 40,000 bees per hive. And right around peak season, it's about 60 to 80,000 bees.
When you collect the honey, what's the process? How do you go about getting that much honey?
So first, during when they're about filling their two boxes, which they use to live on during the winter, we also put on a honey super. And that's a smaller box, which we use as the beekeepers ourselves to just collect that honey. So that honey's for us. So what we do is that we take our hive tool, we stick it through the side of the box, then we take it off and shake all the bees down, so make sure that no queen and no bees get in there as well. And then we go, take the box, and we put it in this machine that has two hot knives at the sides, and it cuts off the top layer cap off the comb, and then it goes into this centrifugal force machine that spins it all around, called an extractor. Then we go and we put filters over buckets and barrels that will filter all the bee parts, dust, rocks. And then we go and put into drums, buckets, and then eventually put into bears, jars, and other bottles.
This has come now to the point that you have called your enterprise Iowa Bee. And what your dad was saying the other day is that you want to work on this more as you get older and make it a much bigger enterprise.
Yep. So my goal is coming out of high school to have 200 hives and eventually become a commercial beekeeper, which is 400 hives, which go and put their entire operation onto semi-trucks and ships them out to usually California, but other states as well, to go and do the pollination route there. And so that is actually the main income of beekeepers. It's not the honey or actually the beeswax is produced. It's actually more of pollination that goes around in different parts of different states. So my goal is to become a commercial beekeeper, probably within the range of 1,600 to 2,000 hives over the next decade or so.
You recently received the Youth Award from the Iowa Honey Producers Association at the conference. What was that like for you?
There, they announced my name, said all the different things I've done. So basically, it was all the presentations and local interest and bee talk I've done about beekeeping, bees, and honey in general. I've done local talks at different schools and for like the Franklin County Ag Fair, and also just at Franklin County Fair, talking to people at my booth.
Well, we got to get Dad in here for a minute. Obviously, you and the mom and everybody got together and thought this would be a good thing for him. Are you surprised that he's taken off with it like he has?
Well, Emmett's a very, energetic, individual. He's very goal-driven, so not surprised they took it off, but the support that we've gotten from the North Iowa area has been, great. Starting at St. Paul's Lutheran School with the programming that they had, to get the interest going, from the Franklin County Fair Board being, supportive of bringing in a bee booth, to all the people in the community that said, hey, this is fantastic that, his son's into beekeeping, and even support from, the local retailers, like the Latimer Grocery Store, Dollar Fresh Fairway, which have all said, hey, we'd love to have, Iowa bee products. So it's just been great that all the support, for Emmett, and then the nominations that he got for the Iowa Honey Producers Association. So not surprised, but just thankful for everything that the community's done to support, Iowa bee and what Emmett's been doing.
So what the short term, or as we go through now the rest of this year, as in the next year, you're just going to keep doing what you're doing right now?
Yep. So as we go along, we actually want to increase the amount of products we offer, like honey valued products such as honey lemonade and also creamed honey and flavored honey. A couple years or a year or so here, we want to start including those products in our mainline business.
If somebody approached you about, I'd like to find out more, like you've been giving these talks, but they're more your age group, what do you want to tell them?
I would recommend them going to the North Iowa Beekeepers Club Beginners Beekeeping course, and that gives great information, help you get started. I'll actually have two beehives there that will help you get real physical experience about it. And so you can actually go and see the bees, and this is the physical process of lifting up the hive and the frames and go inside and see what's going on in the hive.
If people want to find out more about your, I call it enterprise, but Iowa Bee, what's the best way they can do that?
They can go to iowabee.com. That's our website. We also post blogs there, and we can set up an email notification list that'll get you when we release new products or our honeys for sale and when we pull.
Well, our thanks to Emmett and Austin Elling, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio On The Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.